Hey, everybody. Alex Jones joins us. He's back on Twitter. We talk about his new book, The Great Awakening. Also, What You Could Do. It is always an entertaining conversation. You should listen to this whole thing. If you think you hate Alex Jones, listen to this. Tell me what you disagree with here. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. AmFest is this weekend. Everybody get your tickets at amfest.com. That's AMFEST.com. AmFest.com. So check it out. AmFest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Very special guest this hour. He needs no introduction. Alex Jones, author of the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. I love that. Forward by Stephen K. Bannon. Alex, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. You're doing incredible work.
Thank you, Alex. So congratulations. You are now back on Twitter, on X. Tell us about it. It's a big victory for free speech. You were patient zero. They took you out, and then Trump, and then so many others. And now you're back. This is a very surprising and promising development. Alex, tell us all about it.
Oh, remember that Time magazine article that came out in February of 2021, right after they'd stolen the election from the American people and President Trump, with the headline, How We Did It, and how they had PR firms and worked with neocons and everybody to basically steal the election, and how they stole it even before Election Day with the algorithms and big tech and blocking the Hunter Biden laptop story and all the rest of it that's now part of history with the weaponization hearings. Well, they also bragged in a bunch of news articles and on CNN, MSNBC, how they basically chose me as the person to demonize for over 2 years before they then deplatformed me in 1 week off over 100 platforms led by Tim Cook of Apple, who actually gave interviews to Vice and others and bragged that he quarterbacked it. Then they dredged up the school shooting thing out of context from things out of context I'd said years before and said that that was the reason I was deplatformed after I was deplatformed. So once I was off all these different systems, I was still on talk radio and still at InfoWars.com every day. So I still had millions of listeners, but I was unable to get outside of that phantom zone with my core base. I had over 30 million subscribers on Apple to my podcast. Going back to like 2004 or so, when I got into podcasting, I've been on air since 1994. So they annihilated all those networks, took my show from 30 million a day down to about 2 million a day, and then had rigged courts, judges already finding me guilty like we see in New York with Trump. And then they would have juries on damages telling them I was already guilty. And then they bragged on CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, and the New York Times that this is the model we're going to use on Tucker Carlson and everybody else. And now we've seen them using this against President Trump, but at many orders of magnitude worse. So the fact that the public's woken up to this, I really see as the Great Awakening. And it's about humanity realizing just how deep this corruption goes. And so for all of you out there that defended me when I was first being taken off air, I want to salute you. But most conservatives sat back and said, you know, let's not touch this guy. We'll get banned next. And they used that to when they banned the next person, the next person, the next person, and people didn't stand up for them. Well, finally, they were able to shut down Trump. Now, Trump did say what happened to me was wrong. That was good. But I don't think he knew how serious the danger really was. But now, thanks to Elon Musk and so many others and Tucker Carlson, we really have the initiative and we're beginning to win the war. We haven't won the war yet, but it's like the last year of the Revolutionary War. We were losing the first 4 or 5 years, but we start running the tables in the last few years. The problem is the deep state is going to throw everything they've got at us. And Biden has said what Jack Posobiec and you have warned of and Tucker Carlson in the last 6 months. Daily, because I watch your shows and see the clips, Biden's going to take us into direct war with Russia, as his October surprise. And the last week, Biden's come out and said, we'll be fighting and dying there if you don't give me unlimited money. The Secretary of State said it. Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Defense, he said it. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs has basically said it. They went to Congress in a closed briefing that Tucker had sources on and said, your sons and daughters will be dying within months if you don't do what we want. Well, they're already positioning us for direct conflict with Russia. We know through cutout groups in NATO, we're already in direct confrontation. So that's really the central issue, that we're winning the hearts and minds on the home front. We are really accelerating the Great Awakening, but the deep state is so psychotic, an alliance of leftists and BlackRock and the neocons, that they're not going to go quietly into the night, Charlie.
Yeah, Alex, I think that there's so much there to kind of unpack. I want to just emphasize the Twitter aspect, X aspect with Elon. I loved your video, right? You know, you did the interview with Tucker, is great. And you appealed straight to Elon. You said, look, I'm not even mad at you. I'd love to get back on. Elon did a poll, for those of you that aren't on X and all this, and overwhelming, the people wanted you back on the platform. And Elon really showed amazing courage to say, I am going to put Alex Jones back on. That doesn't help him with his advertiser boycotts and all this. Where do you think Elon plays into all this, Alex? Because some people say, oh, no, he's controlled opposition. He's Chinese Communist Party, Neuralink. But Alex, I look at this. This is the world's richest man, or just about, depending on the day, who did something rather courageous to get you back on the platform. How should we think about Elon?
That's a really important question. There's a lot of data that goes into it. I spent 2.5 hours with him yesterday on Spaces and just came across as incredibly real. He basically agreed with everything I said. And I know behind the scenes, Joe Rogan went to bat for me. I know behind the scenes, a lot of other people did and said, you really need to look into this guy. He wasn't even banned for questioning the school shooting. He went and checked the logs and found out there was no mention of that ever, and that I was banned for criticizing CNN leading the behind-the-scenes censorship, taking conservatives' sponsors, and that I was banned for getting in the face peacefully, but very directly with Oliver Darcy. That was the final reason given, that I bullied a reporter, the guy that was actually bullying me and was behind the scenes taking all my sponsors by harassing them. And so Elon then was able to be basically briefed on what really happened. I briefed him yesterday because he wanted to be briefed on it. And he said he wants me to brief him further on it. So that's going to be happening. But this is what went on with Elon. For people that I know that know him very closely, that hang out with him all the time here in Austin, some very prominent people, and I'll leave it at that. I mean, I've got some of this from Joe Rogan at dinner and some of it from other people, and I know some of his top lawyers, and I'll just stop there. But this is directly from people that are very close to Elon. He's very pragmatic. He wants to work with everybody. He wants to build new civilization, and he wants to be nonpartisan. But when he's the type of guy, though, and he'll say he has Asperger's, but he's super high functioning, that when you mess with him and you lie about him, he then gets aggressive. So he's like Trump. If you hit him, he'll hit you 5 times harder. And so he even worked with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the Democrats, did a lot of changes, and that wasn't enough. They kept trying to bully him. Then they lied about him and said he said things he never said. And so he just came to the point of saying, go f*** yourself. And so he's in that mode now because he's not going to be bullied.
Yeah, and I got to be honest. I think finally we have somebody with a lot of power and a lot of wealth that's willing to get in the arena. I don't like all the stuff he does. The Neuralink stuff is really weird for me, honestly. You shouldn't play with the brain, and I don't like it, and some of the CCP stuff. But getting in the arena and liberating speech. So talk more about your book here, Alex, The Great Awakening. What I love about your book is that it's hopeful, is that there's so much doom and gloom. Your last book, Alex, I read it, and I said, my goodness. And then they're doing this, and then the World Economic Forum. I said, geez, this one is a hopeful, though. This is an anthem pointing forward of how we win towards the next great renaissance.
My last book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, was about half the length of this and was just the enemy battle plan. And yes, was very depressing, but it's good news to have the Death Star plans. This book is all about their latest crimes, but also where they're losing and how we have to create an alternate vision for the public of pro-human. We're not overpopulated. We can rebuild it. We can have new technologies. Humanity's good. Let's be positive, kind of like a Ronald Reagan 2.0. And getting back to God and realizing that's the source, and having hope and having faith. So I really tried to write it from a very optimistic perspective. Kent Heckenlively helped me do it. When we were done with it, It was probably 800 pages long. We cut it down to 400. That was really my biggest frustration. They said, we can't put an 800-page book out. I mean, I had dozens and dozens of meetings with him. I wrote hundreds and hundreds of pages, and we had to pare it down. They also at Skyhorse fact-checked everything in here with lawyers because they know I'm a major target. And so this book, you know, the last book took like 3 months to write. This book took basically a year to write. This book was already being written when the last book was being written as well. And so The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, forward by Stephen K. Bannon, is available at InfoWarsStore.com. The reason that's important is this is one of my only mechanisms to fund myself. I'm in bankruptcy, and then the judges ruled that I have to pay the legal bills around here, even though I'm out of money, but I'm able to take the proceeds of the book and do that. But I also want to send it to number one on Amazon. It's gone as high as number 25. Last time it went to number one. So I would love just to stick it in their face, make The Great Awakening, because that's where we are, go to number one. So get it at Amazon.com, get it at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, please get the book because it is a real symbol of freedom and hope.
The Great Awakening, Alex Jones, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. We need to help Alex out, everybody. They have thrown everything they possibly can at him. And it's very similar to Trump. It's Tucker, Trump, Alex Jones. You look at this. Look at what they've thrown. Lawfare, smearing, slandering, ridiculous billion-dollar judgments, kicking off platforms. And there's something unique about, you know, the American remnant is that we will not surrender. And that drives the elites nuts. No matter what they throw at us, absent assassination attempts, which I want to talk to you about, Alex. That's a real thing. They're openly talking about taking people off the board using JFK-style type tactics. It's not some sort of weird, crazy theory. They're saying it out in the open. Alex Jones, check out his book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The world is in flames, and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it won't ruin my day. That's because I start my day with a hot America First cup of blackout coffee. Now, I've been trying to trim how much coffee I have, but when I have coffee, it's blackout coffee. This coffee is 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout coffee is 100% committed to conservative values, from sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping. They embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. By the way, I was traveling recently, and somebody brought me a cup of coffee, and it tasted really bad. It was really bad. I said, "Where's my blackout?" And they said, "We didn't bring the blackout on this trip." And I was really disappointed. It was a tough day. When you get used to blackout coffee, you know what I mean. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. By the way, it's kind of coffee season, isn't it? It gets dark around like 3:30. It's cloudy. It's not exactly the most uplifting weather. You kind of need to pick me up sometimes around 2 p.m. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Promo code Charlie. The taste is amazing. It is smooth. And people know that I need my cup of coffee in the morning. Not too much, not over the top. But if it's not blackout, then the mood is not so good. Go south. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Great company. Blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Promo code Charlie. Alex, I want to play this piece of tape here. Here is Elon Musk going after Media Matters. God bless him for this. Play cut 8.
Yeah, Media Matters is an evil propaganda machine. I just generally am against evil propaganda machines. And so we are suing them in every country that they operate. And we will pursue not just the organization, but anyone funding that organization. I want to be clear about that. Anyone funding that organization, we will pursue them. Media Matters is an evil propaganda machine. They can go to hell. I hope they do.
Elon Musk worth $248 billion at the recording of this conversation here, Alex. He's getting in the arena, going after Media Matters, going after all these groups. What does that mean for the speech environment, the atmosphere? What's amazing, Alex, is we would have predicted post-January 6th, you were patient zero. Where would we be in December 2023? I think we would all agree we'd be in a worse place. Our speech would be more restricted. Our speech would be harder to get out, right? Now we are in a place where we have Rumble. We have liberated Twitter. This is a sign of hope, Alex, in a time where we have overwhelming negativity.
Well, Charlie, you're 1,000,000,000% right on that. And again, this is a process of Musk being attacked, lied about, getting angry. And he's a guy that's never failed, basically, anything big. And so they've got a formidable enemy on their ass. And you're absolutely right. We would not have any hope in winning the next election, despite all the numbers showing Trump's way ahead, because the mail-in ballots and the fraud, the manipulation, if we don't get a giant landslide. Only landslides, all the experts agree, can overwhelm the dead people voting, the people voting out of district, you know, all the Facebook $400 million getting a database to give the Democrats so they can produce that fraud. But they will run out of dead people and illegals to vote at a 10, 15 point, depending on whose numbers you look at, landslide by Trump, which is in the cards. They're going to be defeated. And that's why they're now saying, oh, he's going to be a dictator. He's going to attack his political enemies. We need to liquidate this guy. We need to take this guy out. This guy needs to be eliminated. These are quotes. And that's a historical fact that when corrupt bureaucracies and deep states of the past were about to be removed from power, they always move to the assassination technique. Now, they don't want to make Trump a martyr. I think poisoning is the number one threat. I told Elon that yesterday, and I know his people agree, and they've got protocols in place. So I think the two most endangered men out there, I would say three. They can't control Tucker Carlson, and I think he's definitely on the list. And I'm just being honest. I've told him that in person. Tucker Carlson, and then, of course, Trump and Elon. And at a certain point, I think they're more threatened by Elon than even Trump because he's a long-term issue they've got to deal with. So this is an incredibly dangerous time to be alive.
Elon is a creature of the regime's own making. A lot of his wealth is the electric vehicle, green energy, climate change stuff, right? So they propagandize us with the climate change stuff. You find a quote-unquote solution. Okay, electric vehicles. Here's Elon, this entrepreneur who made a vast majority of his wealth on, you know, a really a innovative approach to electric vehicles, regardless of your opinion on it. And now they don't know what to do with him. They're like, hey, wait, we created this guy with this huge green energy push. And so your experience, Alex, how do they take out people like this? What are you alluding to here? Are you talking about outright assassination attempts?
Well, they're going to continue to try to take his sponsors and make him bow and make him become their creature. And they do see him as Frankenstein, and then they're Dr. Frankenstein, and they've created him now. And it's true. He jumped on the bandwagon. He got a really great company that was way better than all the other electric cars and that was a decade ahead of all the crap they were putting out. Even though the technology itself, the resources we have, you know, isn't feasible. There's not enough of the ingredients that are in it. Even Musk has said, we need fossil fuels. We need to continue to use them. It'll take decades to segue away, even if we try. And so this you know, anti-carbon thing is a bridge to nowhere, a neo-feudalistic system by the globalist. And Elon has now come out and said that. So they're going to try to get rid of him by demonizing him, by taking his sponsors. But Twitter's basically doubled its engagement and users since he took it over. So again, they're failing. But Elon also is really good at riding a wave. Julius Caesar reportedly said, and then it was put by Shakespeare in his play on Julius Caesar, that there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. And so whether Caesar said that or whether it was just that famous writer William Shakespeare that took historical license with it, Elon Musk knows when he sees a big wave to get on it. And so he's been riding all these big waves, privatization of space, electric vehicles. He knows they're coming out with all the brain chips and the links that are great for quadriplegics and great for blind people.
Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. While back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, and you guys can fact check on me. You guys can fact check me. Google and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen and combined with many other essential vitamins to boost your body's cellular function. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. Dr. Mark Ahern said, quote, amazing product has helped my patients myself tremendously. My energy feels like I'm in my 20s again. I love this product. It's Strong Cell. You guys can look up the science, NADH. NAD is the life force that rebuilds your mitochondria. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Go to StrongCell.com and learn more for yourself. That's StrongCell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Visit StrongCell.com/Charlie, or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155, or visit StrongCell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use Charlie discount at checkout to get 20% off your order. You guys have got to check it out right now. NADH with collagen, that combination is amazing. It promotes longevity. It helps with immune system, mental clarity. So check it out right now. It's called 888-596-0155 or check out StrongCell.com/Charlie. Alex, finish that thought on Neuralink, Elon Musk riding a wave.
I want to be 100% clear here. I have been a big opponent of Neuralink and the way he tried to roll it out 3 years ago, where he goes, oh, you go to a shopping mall and you get a brain chip and you can be on the internet. The consumerization of cybernetics is extremely dangerous and where the globalists want to take us. And I think that's one of the most dangerous things he's involved in. But he sees every trend. That's what all the other big companies have been secretly working on. Now it's out in the open. Microsoft, Apple, the communist Chinese. He wants to dominate every field. So now he's backed off and says, oh, it's for paralyzed people or people with epilepsy or people that are blind. Well, my uncle was in a motorcycle accident and had convulsions almost every day for years. He finally got a brain chip that was experimental and not just the vagus nerve stimulator. And he's back. I mean, he's like looks 20 years younger and doesn't ever have seizures and is out of a wheelchair. So, I mean, if I'm in a motorcycle accident, I don't ride motorcycles, it's too risky. But if I was and I could get a brain chip, that's wonderful. But I think it needs to be highly regulated. And as a society, we should never allow it to be rolled out as a consumer thing. Next, it's kids got to have, you know, brain chips to start kindergarten. And that's where Klaus Schwab has said we want everyone to be made to have brain chips. This is what we're going to make you do by 2030. So I agree. I was saying one more wave. He wants to dominate every innovation wave there is. And so I think from a position of a engineer who is self-described as extremely high functioning Asperger's, that's how he works 20 hours a day, at least. I mean, I've seen it. And I mean, he's up at all hours, you know, constantly. And so, but now he's processing, you know, what the market will accept. So I don't think he's going to save us. I don't think Elon Musk is perfect. I just think in the role he's entered, as bringing back free speech and innovating America and supercharging technology, we should embrace all the good things he's doing, not throw out the baby with the bathwater, because Jesus said, judge a tree by its fruits. And without Elon Musk and what he's done, we would be in a lot of trouble right now. So he has really blown open the enemy gates for us. And so I'm very thankful to God for Elon Musk. And I see him coming way over to our side. I'm going to leave it at that because I've talked to very well-known people, very well-known talk show hosts, a lot about Elon Musk the last 2 years. I'm not going to get into inside stuff I was told, even though it wasn't even told off record. I'm just not going to do it. But I was told by a very well-known talk show host, who's very good friends with him here in Austin. People could probably imagine who. He said, listen, Elon Musk, he sounds like you now and is genuinely pissed and in a rage. And now is against the globalists because they're anti-human expansion and they want to depopulate people. And Musk has got 11 kids and understands we need 2.1 kids for every family at least for just replacement level. So I think he's coming over to us. And I think if we continue to bring him towards us with open arms, he will be ours.
Yeah. And by the way, he's starting a wave of other elites, other very, very rich and wealthy people. He's making it acceptable. He's moved the Overton window of people with wealth and with status all of a sudden to say, wait a second, I don't want to go along with this. He's moved the window and created cover, you know, Bill Ackman. And we just had an amazing fundraiser for Turning Point USA this weekend, Alex. I can't tell you how many people they say, you know, I feel more comfortable giving money and speaking out because Elon is showing and he's leading the way. And that really is a threat to the globalists. You talk about this in your book, The Great Awakening. Everyone go buy it. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. Is that, Alex, if even 5% of the elites defect, this whole ballgame is over. They need complete harmony amongst... Yeah, please, Alex, go ahead.
And that was my last point, because I tend to run on. Thank you for making my the key part of my point at the end that I forgot to make. So he didn't just ride the electric car wave or privatization of space wave. He wants to ride the wave of the new renaissance and the Great Awakening and stopping all this totalitarian garbage. And so, yes, he already sees that wave that you built and Trump built and I built and Tucker built and Joe Rogan, super hardcore now. And so exactly, he sees this giant new renaissance, Great Awakening wave. And if he wants to be the big guy riding that sucker in and he helps us win, then more power to him.
That's so interesting. Actually, I want everyone to just understand what we just said. And it's a way of analyzing Elon in a way I've never heard before, but it's very hopeful. In saying that Elon sees waves before they happen, super incredible brain power, right? He saw EV before it happened. He saw this boring company. He saw, you know, Solar City. He saw all that stuff. And what you're saying, Alex,
is PayPal.
PayPal, exactly. But are you trying to tell me that Elon, with his analytical engineering brain, is seeing a right-wing revolution happening before it happens, and he wants to get ahead of that? Yep. Is that what you're saying, Alex?
Absolutely. He sees which way the wind's blowing and has now joined with us. And so... It's simple. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings, where Saruman tells Gandalf, no one can stand against Sauron. Join me. And Gandalf says, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, this is the other way around. Elon sees the wave of liberty and says, you're not going to stand against this. And he's getting on board. And before, he was hedging his bets the last 3-4 years. You know, beware those that worship AI gods. You know, I used to hang around with the founders of Google and they want to get rid of the humans. They don't care about our species. You know, the Yuval Noah Harari crap. And Musk has proven, and he has 11 kids, he's now externalized who he already was and said, you know what? I'm on Team Humanity. He kept saying it over and over again. I'm going to put T-shirts out and say this. I meant to do this a year ago. We never produced them. Team Humanity. Elon Musk says, I want to help lead Team Humanity. And by the example he is, all these other billionaires and people now have the courage. And so you can't argue with the results. So no matter what his motives are at the end of the day, he is playing 3-4-D chess. I can play 10-D chess, quite frankly. I'll just tell you politically, this is nothing but good for liberty. This is devastating the existing globalist, combine, crony capitalist / communist, chi-com order. And this is the new renaissance, baby. But the enemy's going to strike back.
No, it is. The empire striking back. And I want to talk about that because your ability to predict things and see things before they happen. I say this all the time. Alex Jones is not crazy. He's early. You got to remember that. He's early. He's ahead of the curve. You see it. So 2024, I feel as if this is the crescendo year, Alex, right? This is the year where all these it's pent up COVID response. Alex, go ahead. Take it and run.
Think of it as like breaking in pool. Okay. The balls are in the triangle. It's ready. And you've got the first hit. You've got the advantage at the start of the game. And we are about to 2024, the end of 2023. This is that moment in time and civilization where we're at the crossroads and we're about to affect the outcome of the entire future. So this sets the stage right now. We're at a fourth turning at a massive jump point.
What is that? Tell our audience more. They're not as familiar with these terms. I know what fourth turning means. What do you mean fourth turning, jump point? Go deeper, Alex.
Well, this has been noticed by philosophers in China 5,000 years ago and by Greek philosophers 3,000 years ago and Roman philosophers 2,000 years ago and Hegel 300 years ago and all of them. Lenin said this. Don't like Lenin, but he was a genius. He said, I'm paraphrasing, people can pull the actual quote up. He said, there are decades where nothing happens and there are weeks where decades happen. And so the globalists, the Rand Corporation, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, they're obsessed with this. That sometimes you go 100 years, it's usually about 87, 88 years is an actual cycle. And it happens over and over. But there's 100-year cycles. And then there's super cycles that are every 1,000 years or so. Okay. And so we are literally entering a super cycle right now where society has been like steel. Culture, the future, how society status quo is affected. There are some innovations, but it's basically stagnant. Even though you may have technological developments, still culture is the same. We're entering a mega turning. Everybody can see it. Approaching what I believe is a group of singularities, and then finally a potential singularity. I don't think it's what Ray Kurzweil thinks in 2047. So humanity's going 2.0 right now, but we're in the larval stage of that. And the globalists are obsessed with controlling the outcome right now because they call it liquefaction. So the rigid structure during these turnings softens some every 80 or 90 to, it's on average, 87 years. They soften and they can mold it like a sculptor. But in a super turning, it goes liquid. Okay. And then now with all the technology, if you have a super turning, it's going to be the supernova of supernova mega turnings. And so we are at the absolute crossroads. I mean, humans discovering fire, the wheel, humans discovering God is the only thing bigger. But the wheel and fire is a trillion times smaller in our jump point. Fire was a jump point. The wheel was a jump point. Metallurgy, you know, out of the Stone Age was a jump point. Agriculture was a jump point. We are now approaching a cluster of thousands of jump points.
And there's a political jump point, which is what I want to talk about. Trump, in some ways, whether he realizes it or not, I think he's starting to realize it, is the symbol of tens of millions of people who at a level they realize this is happening too fast. Alex, go ahead.
That's why the globalists hate Trump. They recognize him as the archetypal symbol or the figurehead of a populist, pro-human, renaissance-based jump. And so we go into light speed now. I mean, they usually use the hard versus the soft metaphor. I like to use, let's use the Star Wars analogy or Star Trek. Normally, society is going along like a 747 at 600 miles an hour. And then when you have a regular turning, it accelerates for a decade or so to 5,000 miles an hour. But in a mega turning, you go not to light speed, but to warp 100. And so they see Trump as everything they fear: big, strong, energy, pro-human, pro-America, pro-free market, pro-competition, isn't a monopoly man, doesn't like all these middlemen stealing America, and even said to China, why are you letting the middlemen have half of it? You can keep a bigger percentage. We'll keep a bigger percentage for our people. You can help your people. We'll help ourselves. We'll be the captains of the... It's what he told Kim Jong-un, you know, with a video presentation. You can have all these hotels and golf courses. Your people will be free and happy. Well, why do you want them starving? You can be a hero. And Kim Jong-un was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then the Chi-Coms that control him said, no, we're going to keep you as a hermit state, as a hermit dictatorship. So it's this... Look, what's the most common form of government in the last 7,000 years of human recorded history? It's serfdom. It's feudalism. They were always keeping people on tiny pieces of land and telling them how many kids they could have. And you know, and the average person in England or France couldn't have a hunting dog. And if you had to have one to herd sheep, they'd cut off, you know, half of the, you know, digits on the dog's foot so it couldn't chase the king's deer. It's not just keeping swords from people or guns from people. They don't want you to have jobs or land or money. So there's centralized economies, feudalist economies. There's Renaissance economies. And so anybody that's pro-Renaissance economy, an Elon Musk, a Trump, is antithetical to the globalist and the centralized system that they've set up that is the remains of the British Empire, the mercantilist systems of Europe through the Bilderberg Group, trying to create a global facsimile of capitalism, but only ceremonial capitalism, where it's all centralized, as Larry Fink said, so they can, quote, control our behaviors through the money, through the ESG, through the central bank digital currencies, through the universal credit score, through the carbon tax, through the vaccine passport, through the UN treaties, controlling our bodies. It's total, absolute factory farming of humans. It is THX1138 that is based on the novel by Aldous Huxley in 1932. Before he died in 1961, his brother was running the UN, the founder of the transhumanist movement worldwide, the head of UNESCO. He said in Brave New World Revisited and in a speech at Berkeley before he died, he said, this book is real and this is our real plan. And he even said, you're too stupid to even know it. I just want to flaunt it in your face. So when you read Brave New World, folks, that's their actual plan. Yep. For you.
As it says in Brave New World, everybody belongs to everybody. We're not going to put up with that. We're not going to put up with the soma being introduced to medicate and to bring down the soul of a civilization. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week Quick Start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. Alex, marching orders. Action, action, action. We have thousands of jump points. What are the marching orders for the rank and file, our audience right here? Buy the book, but what is to be done?
I know your audience is the tip of the spear, something to be lectured about waking up and caring, but it's not a burden to fight tyranny. We're designed to fight tyranny. Plants don't grow well in zero gravity because there's no wind, there's no rain, there's no birds, there's no opposition. And humans don't do well when they're not under pressure. So we need to admit we're under pressure, just like you're lifting weights or you're climbing up a mountain. You're going to get stronger, not weaker. They want a sedentary, mentally, spiritually, physically. We need to realize this is exciting. This is empowering. We're in the zeitgeist. We're in the decision-making fulcrum. The bullet is in the chamber. You know, the arrow is about to be fired. Parents have had the analogy of raising a child till they're 14, 15, 16 is like putting an arrow to a bow, pulling and aiming it. And when you, by the time they're 12, 13, 14, it's basically already set. Now you release them and now there's that trajectory. So we're at the point and basically I think the arrow's already been loosed. We've done a pretty good job. I think it's going to hit near the bullseye here. So we have to understand that the globalists, though, need to be stopped. We need people to defect more than ever, whistleblowers, you name it, from inside the system to stop World War III, to bring humanity together, to stop the identity politics, to stop the separation in the name of unity. We need to own things and be free and be empowered and be independent. We don't need to own nothing and be happy. But there's a real collective in our free will. Our trillions of decisions then have a knowledge that is a collective, but it's a collective directed by the individual, not directed by the elites. And so we have to get people to come over from the establishment, realize they're not just on a losing team, they're in a death cult, suicide cult of 4, 5, 6 generations of elites that didn't even get the power, but have just been given it, and that we must stop people like King Charles, we must stop people like Alexander Soros, we must stop people like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. We have to remove the keys from them and say, listen, you can go to Alba or you can take some of your stolen money and go play golf, but we're taking the keys of power. They're not yours. You are not going to eat bugs. You're not taking the cows away. You're not going to give us poison medicine and keep all the advanced life extension from us. We're going to get it all. It's ours. And you're not going to destroy us. So get out of the way. Like the rap song says, move, get out the way, get out the way, bitch. Get out the way, move, get out the way. That's what we need.
Alex Jones, everybody. Alex, final question. What do we have to be aware of? The threats that we have not identified that they're going to launch in 24, and what can we do about it? My big fear is Trump in leg irons at Mar-a-Lago Labor Day, not able to campaign because he's under multiple federal indictments where they literally suffocate his campaign with federal marshals having him on house arrest.
And then they stage terror attacks and claim that we did it because we support Trump. None of us are for offensive violence. If they do that, we cannot be in violent, even throwing a piece of garbage on the ground or leaving our sign to protest. We've got to be ever watchful, like January 6th of being set up. I walked right into that trap. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on us. And we need to be worried about them doing a cyber attack that they blame on patriots working with Russia. They've already floated that at the FBI.
Well, that's one
we need
I've
be worried
too.
About them accelerating.
That's a big one. I've heard that. Yep.
They're already pre-programming. See it in the news. They're already getting people ready. They could release a new virus. That's definitely in the cards. They're saying that's going to happen. They could have a stock market crash. I mean, they could do anything, but they're signaling right now that they're looking to go to full war with Russia. That's why I started the interview with that. You just tell everybody, hey, we can celebrate that Alex Jones is back at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Please follow me there. I hope you'll come on my show, Charlie. Everything we're doing right now is mega viral. But at the end of the day, people need to recognize the intense danger we're in. And I think the most important thing is pray to God. King David said, seek God, repent, get to that quiet place, the Most High, and just ask the Holy Spirit, ask God to lead God and direct us to be the men and women we can to save the planet, save humanity now. And also pray that God touch people's hearts like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. And I believe that some of the most evil people out there that aren't fully conscious but have been serving the system, they're going to end up having that moment and joining us. And so it's not just going to be, say he's an opportunist, I'm not saying that, or people like Musk that are going to join us out of just necessity. He says, I want a pro-human future. They're going to wreck society. Yep. Once you shut down the industries, you can't turn them back on very easily. They could create a extinction event by what the leftists are doing. He said that yesterday with me. So we need to have survival instinct turned back on and have the elites realize they're going to destroy themselves on this path. They need to join us.
Alex Jones, everybody. God bless, Alex. Glad you're back on Twitter. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.